Hello, everybody. This is Lois from TalkShop, and today we are going to talk about a curious case of Tesla, a company whose story tells us more about the human psyche than most self-help books. Yeah, so it's no mystery that between 70 to 90% of people who invest in the stock market end up losing money. It's actually so predictable that some countries oblige brokerage houses registered under their jurisdiction to warn their clients of how meager the chances to succeed are. It is almost baffling that despite such a high number of stock market losers, a convincing argument can be made that even more people lose their money when it comes to one stock, Tesla. It does not even matter whether the stock goes up and or down. At the end, the staggering majority of Tesla investors lose their money. I do think that there is the why to blame here. So, Tesla has been getting quite big recently. Last quarter's results show that year-to-year deliveries have fallen by some 9%, marking the company's first decrease in delivered vehicles in history. The company also has problems with its delivery chains due to the Houthis attacks in the region of Suez Canal, forcing many container ships to take two-week-long detours. It has also run into steep competition in one of its biggest markets, namely China. On top of that, its German factory, and this one cracks me up a bit, has been out of power for over 2 weeks due to the sabotage performed by German ecological activists. I could probably spend an hour citing articles forecasting Tesla's bankruptcy, 90% loss in stock price, etc. Not too shiny of a picture, right? Yeah, and look, I'm not trying that investors should not take into account the drop in sales, geopolitical tensions, or production problems, but I would like to ask you to consider the following fact. Tesla's revenue has been rapidly growing for the last 15 years, going all the way from $15 million. I'll say it again, $15 million in 2008 to $96 billion in 2023. But the first net income has been achieved only in 2020. Back then, it was around $830 million, and since 2020, Tesla has managed to pull almost 1700% on its net income, basically delivering on what has been an over a decade-long promise to its investors. So Tesla's share price has achieved its all-time high in 2021. I think it was a little bit over $400 back then, when its net income totaled something over $5 billion. So it's only reasonable to ask why its stock trades 60% lower when, at the same time, the net income has tripled. Because Tesla closed 2023 with something close to $15 billion, I think, in net income. So again, you really should ask yourself why people are willing to pay $300 or $400 per share of a company which makes $5 billion, but are still selling when the company's net profit is three times higher and its stock is 60% cheaper. It doesn't make sense, right? Well, I think the answer to that is that people love stories way more than numbers. And Tesla has been on a hype train for years. Run by a visionary, it presented not only spaceship-like tech for your daily commute, but something which can be even more important. Kind of excitement that comes with every societal revolution, reaching 60 miles per hour in 2 seconds, or a possibility of a cheeky sleep while an autopilot does its job, or charging a car at home, like some sci-fi voodoo shit XYZ, like no problem. It also had no problem to be worth hundreds of times more than the yearly than its yearly earnings. And as long as the story was positive, people invested and invested and invested, and most of them did, when the stock was breaching $300 or $400, of course. Because, you see, as long as the anonymous analysts at CNBC or Motley Fool or Twitter or even friends and family told them that the future was bright, they were in. And then all of a sudden, a company did a terrible thing. Namely, they actually started to delivering 1 million cars a year. And in order to expand even further, it has started to build new factories and entering new markets. It has basically started to compete with best and biggest, not only in quality, but also in volume. And as a result, it has started having the same problems that the biggest automakers in the world have. Supply chains, competition, strikes. Again, XYZ, right? So it all boils down to this. You can't do much damage to a promise. But it's quite different with a real business. And Tesla is a real business now. What is also real is a different story for the masses. And while everyone is busy commenting on reasons why Tesla's stock could go even lower than it already has, you should learn one thing and one thing only if you want to be a successful investor. Investing is a very lonely game. People might find comfort in herds, but they don't find profits there. Well, my personal opinion is that if you need a social crutch to invest in a company, then you should invest at all. Tesla might just be the number one public company in the world when it comes to the number of investors led by the media narrative, one way or the other. And if you want my current opinion on the stock, Tesla has finally rolled out a new product, Cybertruck, and has just announced another rollout in August, Robotaxi. It has opened a new factory in Germany, and it's bracing itself to enter the Indian market. It is also planning to open another factory there, worth, I think, $3 billion or something. It has just delivered the subscription-based autopilot feature in the US for its cars. Like, think again, autopilot feature. Like, the first company in the world to do this. For $99, and it's also preparing a mass production facility for the electrical semi trucks, which could potentially take over a huge chunk of the US long haul vehicles segment. And it's not outrageously overpriced anymore at the same time. This might be actually the first time since 2020 when I might consider investing and Tesla at some point, because I was, I've been trading from time to time, but I never stayed too long in it because I always viewed it as a very overpriced company, but not anymore. So to sum it up, the reason why I do believe that an outrageous number of investors will lose their money on Tesla boils down to one thing. When it comes to Tesla, most people lose their ability to make up their own mind. I don't really know why. I mean, I do know, but you know what I mean. They just don't look at the actual data. They just follow the side which is louder at the point. And those who follow or worship others in the stock market are always late to the party. There's just no way around this. Yeah, so that will be all for today. Thank you for listening. Hope to talk to you soon. Bye.